Region dictated the consultation report on patient Louis Pond. Data consultation 5/11/22. Reason for consultation, cardiac dysarrhythmia. History patient is 78-year-old male with a history of atrial fibrillation, underwent ablation 8 years ago at Redwood City, San Francisco period. Recently, patient underwent a cataract surgery and notice. Slow heartbeat period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of cardiac dysarrhythmia period. Patient denied any chest pain, dizziness, syncope, or presyncope period. Current medication, Tramadol, 150 mg daily, Paxil, 25 mg daily period. Allergies, no undergo allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient is a retired engineer period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspro history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, estimated, no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 114 over 59 pulse is 61, respiration 16, weight is 165 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 over 6, systole murmur, heard the western border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, balls on extremity, no edema. Clinic impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, status post ablation, 8 years ago. Number 2, cardiac dysarrhythmia recommendation. Patient's electrocardiogram today showed a sinus rhythm with ventricular bigeminal period. The morphology suggests that this is originating from the right left ventricular outflow tract period. Patient is currently asymptomatic period. However, patient has a sinus bradycardia at a rate of 54 beats per minute period. I'll place a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate cardiac dysarrhythmia as well as an echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function period. I'll follow the patient after a bowel test. Please send a copy to Dr. Gustavson, G-U-S-T-A-V-E-S-O-N. Consultation date is 5/11/22.